Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Hear the word of Jesus towards the man who said he will go back home to bury his father. And Jesus asked him, "You just come to follow me." It sounds very inhuman, but Jesus has reason for this man. Maybe he knows that this man, if he left the community, he might not come back again anymore. Anyway, Jesus has his way. Many times he sounds very absurd, but Jesus has his own method. It's so true. I went out before my ordination, I was in the seminary. Life is not easy, of course, and many of my companions left. Some might be just for the reason of his family, all his friends. It's not easy to follow Jesus all the way. We need to be decisive, and Jesus knows us well. I thank you, Jesus, that you keep me in the priesthood, for there are so many occasions that I was weak, and you saved me. Jesus, it's not easy to follow you all the time. We need your grace. We need your encouragement. Jesus, we trust in you. Start from today. Just tell Jesus, moment by moment, doing well the will of God. Only this way we can be saved. And that's a way to follow him.